It is 8:15. Now, you will be very proud of me. I did watch a movie over the weekend. It was Get Out, which was several months later than everybody else saw it, but I feel like I have something to contribute to the conversation today. I absolutely do not, and this is not what Michael is reviewing, but Michael Jones is in with movie reviews. Morning, Michael.
Several months, I'd say more like a couple of years.
Oh, but Let me have this.
But it's funny you mentioned Get Out, because I will be talking about a Jordan Peele film very shortly. I'll be talking about one Jordan Peele film and another smaller independent film. And usually I'm full of a lot of praise for the smaller independent films, and the larger commercial films I usually not such a fan of. But this way it's kind of turned on its head today.
Oh, no.
The other way around.
I watched a movie. You're not liking the independent ones.
Well, certainly not this one. This one's a film called Where Hands Touch. It stars Amanda Stenberg, George Mackay, Abby Cornish, Christopher Eccleston. And wasn't he a Doctor Who at one point? I'm not sure.
I think
anyway,
he was.
This film is written and directed by Amar Asante. It's 1944, and life on the German Rhineland is getting pretty tough for 15-year-old Lena. Not because she's Jewish, because she isn't. It's because her father was African. He was an occupier from the French colonies from World War I. Now, Nazi Germany was obviously no place for anyone of any sort of non-Aryan heritage. But rather than make the logical decision and move the family west towards perhaps the advancing British or Americans, Lena's single mother, played by Abby Cornish, decides to move Lena, played by Amanda Stenberg, and her younger brother, who happens to be 100% Aryan, right into the belly of the beast, which is Berlin.
Okay.
It's there that she meets and falls in love with Lutz, played by George Mackay. A charming lad from the Hitler Youth, whose dad is a prominent SS officer, played by Christopher Eccleston. What could possibly go wrong?
No,
of course these two fall in love. The question is, can Lump triumph over racial hatred, a raging world war, Nazism, and two parents who really don't think it's a very good idea that their kids hang out together?
You know what this is? This is Romeo and Juliet, but way, way worse.
You'll just have to watch this film to find out, if you really must. Apparently there were 25,000 Germans with African ancestry still living in Germany at the outbreak of World War II. And the story of the plight of these people really does need to be told, but probably not by this movie, which trivialises the issue into a kind of twee, not quite good enough to be a Romeo and Juliet-style pulpy romance. And add in just about every wartime romantic drama cliche, a lot of clunky, awkward dialogue, and British actors doing German accents. Did you ever see Hello?
No,
way too young to see Hello, Hello. What am I saying? No real Germans were harmed in the making of this film. And you've got a good recipe for something truly awful. Amanda Stenberg and George Mackay, they do their best with what they've got. I mean, George Mackay, this guy must be almost 30 years old now, and he's still trapped playing 18, 19-year-olds.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, poor George. He just is stuck looking young. Anyway, they do their best with what they've got. But by the end, you sort of get the feeling that they don't even believe the material that they're trying to sort of portray on the screen. And at the end, the actors who are, you know, left alive in this film, they just look glad that it's all over. Your hands will feel pretty sticky if you see Where Hands Touch.
Womp womp.
Let's move on to Us.
Righto.
Us. This is the trailer that's probably been scaring the shit out of you if you've been watching any sort of television over the last couple of weeks or been to the movies.
But even I know this movie exists because I've seen it on Facebook and billboards and buses and stuff. So even I have picked up that this is a movie that is existing and is out there.
Big movie starring Lupita Nyong'o, Winston Duke, Shahadi Wright Joseph, Evan Alex, Elizabeth Moss and Tim Heidecker. It's written and directed by
Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele,
hey,
of Get Out fame, yes. Now, I'm just a little bit concerned. This is Jordan Peele's follow-up to his mega hit Get Out. I'm just a little bit concerned that is this a case of difficult second film syndrome where the public's expectations are so high that the reality can't possibly match up? Or do we have another M. Night Shyamalan on our hands? Someone who took quite a while to recapture the magic after a brilliant first offering. Sure, M. Night Shyamalan did have a couple of minor hits, but it has taken him many, many years to recapture that consistency over the last couple of years. Anyway, back to Us. Gabe and Adelaide Wilson, played by Duke and Nyong'o, they've brought their kids, Zora and Jason, played by Joseph and Alex, to Santa Cruz in California for a summer vacation. What Gabe hasn't really noticed is that Adelaide is really uneasy about the whole trip. It seems she has some history with the place. The holiday proceeds fairly uneventfully for a while, and the family even meet up with friends, Josh and Kitty, played by Heidecker and Moss, and their kids at the beach. Adelaide is still on edge, though, for reasons that we can't quite work out yet. And then finally, that night, when everyone's back at home, a strange family of four appear in the driveway.
Ooh.
And the fun begins.
Ooh.
Now, I did mention the trailer before. If you've seen the trailer and you're a coward like me, you're probably too terrified to see this movie. But you know how all the best gags are often included in trailers for comedies?
Yes.
Well, this appears to have been very much the case with us. Yes, there are a few scary bits, but they just aren't as quite as shocking when you've already seen them. Now, sure, there are still quite a few jump scares in this film, and there's plenty of graphic violence, but they just couldn't have all fitted them all into the trailer. And there's also so many references to other films in the horror thriller genre crammed into almost every scene of this picture that you'll pretty much be as relaxed and comfortable as if you were sitting on a comfortable old familiar couch, really watching this movie.
Trip down memory lane.
Yeah, your heartbeat probably won't rise too far above normal. Just getting back to us, it's a very, very, very meta film, and there's just so many, many ideas that Jordan Peele has tried to cram into this film. Perhaps too many ideas. I just got a bit confused now. The doppelgangers, in this case, they're a metaphor for something.
it's always a good start.
Yeah, even the outfits the doppelgangers could be wearing could be metaphors. Is it a metaphor for mass incarceration, or is it the colour of the outfits they're wearing? You'll just have to work that one out for yourself. Even the title "Us," it could even be U.S. turning a mirror back on the United States itself, U.S. society. We've got these doppelgangers. Do they represent an underclass? Just waiting for their opportunity to grab, take, steal, rob and murder for their piece of what has become a very twisted American dream, and all the while the have-mosts are willing and able to fight desperately to keep what they already have. You have a question?
No, I was just going to say my high school English teacher would be having a picnic with this film by the sounds of it.
Yes, there's lots of picnics to be had. I think Us just tries to get a little bit too clever, and it takes a way too long to make its point, and it's a little bit confusing and heavy-handed at times. If you don't remember the 80s, you may struggle a bit. But if you have seen Childish Gambino's This Is America video, you might be on the right track. There's also too many leaps of logic and dodgy unexplained science that suggest this script perhaps could have been workshopped maybe just a little bit longer. If you're a millennial, you may be freaked out by Us, but if you're any older, you might be bored and possibly even a little bit frustrated, because you certainly won't be frightened. I was expecting more from Us, but maybe that says more about me than Us. You may not like what you see in Us, but that's all on you.
Ooh, thanks so much, Michael.
I'm just so confused, but it was still a pleasure.